people who keep company with God. While getting to know God as my Father, I was also introduced to His world. I had a dream in which I was in the back parking lot of our church building, and suddenly heaven opened for me. There was a beautiful colored light that enveloped me. The atmosphere in that light was heavenly. There were some other men with me, but they were only vaguely aware that something happened. They didn't see the open heaven or any light. I was hugely impacted, but they were not. I didn't understand at the time, but that dream was my future. It wasn't very long after the dream that I began to experience an open heaven. At that time, I didn't understand what was happening, but when heaven touches your life, you know it is not business as usual. The Father's world became alive to me. I began to have a lot of dreams, visions, and the Bible was a brand new book. Prayer became beautiful. Worship flowed from my heart. It was like I had tapped into the heavenly world wide web. It was marvelous, and in my zeal to share what I was experiencing, I would get less than stellar responses. I could see the concern in people's faces. I got questions and remarks like, "What's happening to you?" Or, "Are you going off the deep end?" Or,
"You'll be okay. You're just going through an emotional time."
I was challenged by my responses, but deep in my heart, I knew this was God. I had not yet understood what John the Baptist said, "A man can only receive what is given from heaven," John 3:27. You can't fault people for what has not been revealed to them. Jesus came from heaven with the light of His glory veiled in His mortal flesh, John 1, 1-5 and 14-17. In order for His glory to be fully revealed to mankind, the veil had to be torn. This is what happened when Jesus was crucified on the cross. The door of heaven was opened, and never to be closed again. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed His last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. So when the centurion who stood opposite Him saw that He cried out like this and breathed His last, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." Mark 15, 37-39. The writer to the Hebrews makes it clear that the veil is symbolic of the body of Christ. "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He consecrated for us through the veil that is His flesh." Hebrews 10, 19-20. The veil that stood between men and heaven was torn apart and will never be closed again. The Father's world, His home, is the birthright of every believer in Christ. Jesus Christ is the door open in heaven. Revelation 4:1. Not only was I getting to know God as my loving Father, healing my brokenness, I was also coming into the inheritance that Christ died for me to have, an open heaven, access to the Father's house. That we have access to the Father's house, even His very throne room, is something that He does. You don't have to achieve it yourself. And I'm so thankful for these words of Paul in Ephesians 3, 12-13. "In Christ Jesus our Lord, we have boldness and confident access through faith in Him." Let the Father spread His wings and carry you on the wind of the Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy 32, 9-13. Just open yourself to believing that it is His heart to carry you. It is without striving. You don't have to be more spiritual to deserve to enter His glorious presence and all the provision in His house. Just trust Him. Hebrews 10:22. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.